Let us turn this evening to the book of the prophet Jeremiah, and the first chapter, and take as our text verses 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5 in the first chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the NIV, it reads in this way: The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. The Authorized Version. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now we are living today at a time when we are seeing amazing changes taking place in Eastern Europe, and many signs of amazing changes taking place in South Africa. And we do not know as yet what the consequences of these changes will be. Now Jeremiah lived at a similar time. He lived in the 7th century before Christ. He was born round about the year 645 before Christ, 645 BC. And he was born in this village of Anathoth that was situated in the tribal territory of Benjamin, about 4 miles from the capital city of Jerusalem. Now he belonged to a priestly family, but never became a priest himself because he was called to be a prophet. And this priestly family obviously served God in the temple in Jerusalem with many, many thousands of other priests. So that Jeremiah was orientated towards Jerusalem. He knew Jerusalem. He knew the temple. From a child, he would know a great deal about the ceremonies and what was taking place there. But the land of Judah had by those days apostatized. That means it had turned away from the living God. It had turned away from the true religion that God had revealed to their ancestors. And this had been taking place on a rapid scale since about 687 BC. In the year 687 BC, a man by the name of Manasseh took control of the throne of Judah. And Manasseh was a thoroughly wicked man. And he promoted idol worship, and all kinds of evils prevailed during his long reign. He'd already been co-regent with his father, Hezekiah, who was a good man. But then between his co-regency and his own reign, he ruled over 50 years. So that several generations of people were brought up under the influence of this pagan and idolatrous, and rather we can say that he was also a murderous man because he encouraged child sacrifice. Now when Manasseh died about 642, he was followed by his son Amon, who only ruled for 2 years. And then we find things began to change. But in addition to that kind of background of this book, we need to know as well that the dominant power in the world of those days was the great empire of Assyria, which had conquered the whole of the Middle East and the whole of the Near East. And the little land of Judah had been a vassal state to this great empire for a very long time. The neighboring state of Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel, had long been conquered the previous century by the Assyrians. So that only this little county of Judah was left, which incorporated the tribal region of Benjamin. The whole county was no larger than the original Montgomeryshire. And here you find that it was very much of a vassal state under the thumb of the great potentate and powerful Assyrian emperor. But changes were taking place. In 640 or 639, a man by the name of Josiah became king of Judah. Now when we speak of the dates of the kings of Judah and of Israel, we always use 2 years, so that we would say that Josiah was born in the year 640, 639. The reason being that the secular year of the Jew began in October and ended the following September, so that the year would be partly our 640 and partly our 639. So that's the time he became king, but he was only 8 years of age, only 8 years of age when he became king. When he was 16 years of age, that's the 8th year of his reign, we read this in the book of Chronicles, he began to seek the God of his father David, the God of his ancestor David. Now this is a very amazing thing. Here was a lad whose father and grandfather had been thoroughly evil and wicked, and he began to seek the God of his father David. So we see a change, an imperceptible change. Nobody in the country knew about it. It wasn't trumpeted and announced, but it was taking place. This young lad is converted. In 628, 627, that would be the 12th year of this man's reign, when he was 20 years of age, we read this in the book of Chronicles. Josiah began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of all its idols. That's an amazing change. This is the outworking of his conversion. He, as king, takes the reins into his hands and he begins to purge the country of all the idolatrous emblems that were there. In that same year, 627, the great Assyrian emperor Ashurbanipal died. Now the Assyrians had had a series of great emperors, each one of whom had been a military genius. And this had been going on for over a century. But the line of geniuses ended with the death of Ashurbanipal. And his two sons who succeeded him in quick succession were not capable of ruling the vast empire that they inherited. And signs of collapse soon began to appear. The following year, 626, in January, Jeremiah received the call to be a prophet, which we have read in this first chapter of his book. By the end of that same year, 626, a man by the name of Nabopolassar wrenched Babylon from the hands of the crumbling Assyrian Empire and set in motion events that would lead eventually to the complete overthrow of Assyria, never more to rise again. So therefore, great changes were taking place. There were spiritual changes taking place. There were political changes taking place. And as the political changes gained pace, people were becoming unsure of what was going to take place. So it was for such a period of change and turmoil, that God raised up Jeremiah to be his prophet. I want you to notice that God always has his man for each occasion. God has raised up men for special times and special seasons. So we need this evening to examine together Jeremiah's call to be a prophet and to see what we can learn from it. And the first thing that we notice about the call of this man is, as we find in our text, that he had been chosen before his birth. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You notice the words used? Knew you, set you apart, appointed you. Notice what it says? I knew you. I knew you. He is not described as a fetus. I knew you before you were born. Jeremiah was as much Jeremiah when he was in his mother's womb as when he was a full-grown adult. I knew you. You. Now that has implications in the child sacrifice that is taking place today in the form of abortion. That is child sacrifice. Just as much as Manasseh offered babies in the brazen arms of an idol and lit a fire within the hollow idol, until the little children were burnt to death in his outstretched arms. Child sacrifice takes different forms. I knew you before you were born. Now that has very serious implications. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He wasn't formed by accident. He wasn't an unplanned baby. I formed you in the womb. Now let each of those words sink into our hearts. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Now the age in which we are living has not faced up to the tremendous significance of those words. The tremendous significance of those words. In every abortion, a person is being killed. A person is being killed. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I sanctified you. I chose you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. It had all been done before Jeremiah was born. Are there any more outstanding words to be read anywhere in the literature of the world than this revealed truth regarding this man, Jeremiah? You say, oh, well, that's a special occasion. Was it? What do you read about every Christian in Paul's letter to the Ephesians? There in the Ephesian letter and chapter 1 and verse 4, you have the description how every Christian is chosen of God. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Not I chose you before you were born.